Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
To the Nick and Nolan Show, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast with your host, Nick Batt.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way.
And Bruce Nolan.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had.
So it's 10:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on March 16th, 2020. I literally just got done recording a pod about AJ Klein, and I hop on Twitter to see what I missed, and then this happened. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Glazer has dropped an absolute bomb onto Bills Mafia. The Bills are sending a first-round pick, a fifth-round pick, a sixth-round pick, and a 2021 fourth-round pick to the Vikings for wide receiver Stephon Diggs and a 2020 seventh round pick. That is a lot of draft capital, ladies and gentlemen. However, Stephon Diggs is one of the best receivers in the NFL, and he is cost controlled by this team on very, very, very reasonable contracts for the next couple of years. This is the bomb, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean that like this is the bomb. I mean, this is a significant 10:45 at night bomb that is coming across our social media feeds right now. Let me tell you a little bit about Stephon Diggs because I'm a fan. I wrote a tweet back during the season. I think it was week three. I wrote a tweet at Bruce Exclusive on Twitter and said, you know, the Bills really should call the Vikings about Stephon Diggs. If he's not going to be used there, I feel like they need to call him. Stephon Diggs is one of the best route runners in the NFL. He has a very similar skill set from the route running standpoint to someone like Amari Cooper, only without the injury concerns and without the $20-plus million-a-year contract that would probably go along with it. Now, one of the things I like about this skill set for the Bills is I like the fact that he can visually present himself to Josh Allen in the short area. He has the ability to separate in the short area from defenders and present himself to Josh Allen. It does not require significant anticipation from Josh Allen to complete passes to Stephon Diggs. That's not what's necessary to be able to complete passes to Stephon Diggs, because he can shake you in a phone booth. Do you remember the move that John Brown put on Stephon Gilmore, where he wasn't even in the same zip code anymore? That's the kind of stuff Stephon Diggs can do to you. I think he fits the skill set extremely well. Now, there's other things to talk about with Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs has been openly dissatisfied with his scenario in Minnesota. That is something that we're going to have to discuss when he gets here. You're trading that amount of assets to Minnesota for a player to come in and be your number one wide receiver. And being a number one wide receiver comes with it sometimes some diva qualities. And those things are going to have to be checked out by this regime. In addition, that's a lot of draft capital. That's a lot of draft capital. This clearly takes wide receiver off the board at 22 because there is no 22 at this point for the Buffalo Bills. We just gave it away for Stephon Diggs. Here's what I like about the deal. Stephon Diggs is 26 years old still. He still hasn't hit his absolute prime. He's been healthy. Trading a first-round pick for Stephon Diggs is a lot different than trading two first-round picks to move up to take a rookie. You know what you're getting in him. And if you're going to entrust the number one wide receiver role on this team to a player, I would prefer it not be a rookie. So I'm good with it from that perspective. Other things I like about this trade. The fit, like I talked about earlier, I think it fits with Josh Allen's skill set. Imagine Cole Beasley, but bigger and faster, right? Someone who has the ability to separate like that. You know, 6 foot, 195. He's not an overly big wide receiver, but he fits Josh Allen. And I'm good with that. I'm much more impressed by someone who can separate than I am by someone who can Randy Moss you. Being able to separate is the king in the NFL. And the Bills now have three receivers who I trust to separate in the short area, which is John Brown, Cole Beasley, Stephon Diggs. What I don't like about the trade, I get a little nervous about the drama with Stephon Diggs. It's not like he's a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. It's just that he can be a little dramatic. And even when he was tweeting earlier today, there's a bunch of people going, oh man, every time he's dissatisfied, he says something cryptic on Twitter. And I don't want to deal with that. In addition, the draft capital is a little bitch for me. I'm a little salty about the draft capital because I really like my draft picks. It's going to totally mess up all of my mock drafts. I'm really disappointed about that. But overall, I view this as a net positive for the Bills. Because if you are someone who wants to know this year, if Josh Allen is the guy, we're going to get a chance to see it, guys. We will get a chance to see whether or not Josh Allen's the guy. Nick and I talked about this on a pod. When it talked about adding an elite receiver, would it put more pressure on Josh Allen? I want to know. I want to know if he's the guy. And now there's no excuses. He has a number one receiver. He's got a good number two in John Brown. He's got a good number three in Cole Beasley. He's got a reasonable offensive line. He's got a good running back in Devin Singletary. There are no excuses for Josh Allen. And I'm good with that. I'm happy about that. I'm happy because I don't want there to be excuses. I want him to have everything he could possibly need. That way, if he wins, we know he wins. And if he fails, we won't go, what if? This is a net positive for this team, in my opinion, based on where they are in their life cycle of the team development and where they are in Josh Allen's development. I think this right here is an opportunity for Josh Allen to potentially show us this year that he is the guy. This is a unique circumstance. It's unique to get a number one receiver with this kind of cost control, who's still this young, who has been healthy, and has proved he can produce with multiple thousand-yard receiving years. His worst year was his rookie year. He had 700-plus receiving yards, for goodness sake. DK Metcalf had roughly that, and we were all talking about how everybody missed on him. This is a good move for Josh Allen. And right now, that's what this is all about. Right now, it's all about Josh Allen getting better and showing us he's the guy, and Stephon Diggs allows us to do that. If you want to talk about something real sexy, let's talk about this. 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023, these are the last 4 years of Stephon Diggs' current deal. Here are the salary numbers. $10.9 million, $11.4 million, $11.4 million, $11.4 million. Ah, that's sexy. That's what I'm talking about. Cost control? Yeah. Talk cost control to me, baby. Cost control number one wide receiver for a first-round pick who's been healthy and productive? Yes. Absolutely yes. I understand that there's no way you can look at a deal and not see any negatives because you had to give stuff up. There's always drawbacks. There's no way you can look at anything in the world and say there's no negatives. However, this was the right move for this franchise at the right time. Ladies and gentlemen, this breaking news pod has been brought to you by me, Bruce Nolan. You can find me on Twitter at Bruce Exclusive. Thank you for listening to this breaking news edition of the Nick and Nolan Show. We'll talk to you real soon. But as you tuck yourself into sleep tonight with visions of Stephon Diggs dancing in your head, allow me to sing to you this lullaby that will help you sleep soundly tonight.
I do the cha-cha like a sissy girl. I like a do the cha-cha.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Support for this show comes from Vanta. Dealing with loads of spreadsheets, juggling different tools, and having to do manual security checks, it can be a headache to keep up with today's compliance and security programs. Vanta is the trust management platform that wants to simplify things and bring all your trust-building efforts under one roof, making growth smoother for your whole organization. Vanta lets you automate up to 90% of compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, HIPAA, and more, strengthen security posture, and reduce third-party risk. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/vox. That's VANTA.com/vox for $1,000 off Vanta.